Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, March 12, 2020. Fight for your freedom. So this might be the most important broadcast I've done in the last 3 years on the No Spin News. I'm going to take it step by step, methodically. Might want to have a pen and paper around because it affects you on a coronavirus front. Okay, so we'll begin with President Trump. He gave a speech last night. And there were two things wrong with the speech. We'll get to the bad and then we'll get to the good. And I'll analyze the whole thing. Then Joe Biden gave a speech today. We'll do the same thing with him. Now you tell me whether I'm being fair or whatever you think. So President Trump rushed it, rushed the speech. He was reading it as Biden did today. A little too quick. There's a lot here to absorb. The primary points of the speech were that the United States is going to protect itself by limiting flights from Europe, the EU. And this is because the Trump administration believes that there's no border controls in the EU at all. So anybody from anywhere in the world, come there, get on a plane, come here. That's why he did it. Now, this has been a concern of President Trump since he got into office, and that is the crux of the Brexit movement in UK. Interesting, UK and Ireland are exempt. Now, the president did not explain very well how this affects Americans in Europe. That was the second weak point of his speech. Americans in Europe can still come back. You'll be able to come to 13 places, and they'll be screened medically in those places, but they can come back. All right, but this is going to devastate travel, obviously, between the United States and Europe. It'll affect trade. It'll affect everything. And that's the price we're paying for the coronavirus. Stock market is crazy. Everybody's panicking, selling. Don't you do that, please. I'm looking out for you. It's painful. Stay where you are. If you have stops and they get sold, that's fine. But throwing everything and selling everything at these prices, because it's going to come back. The market will come back. I don't know when. Nobody knows when. But this is not a fundamental economic problem. This is a panic problem. But the panic problem will lead to economic problems. There will be a recession, I believe, in this country. Could be slight, could be fast, but it's going to happen because people are afraid. They're not buying stuff, not going places. Industries are affected directly. Some industries aren't, but most are. All right, so President Trump, the two things, let me recap. Too fast, should have deliberate, slowed it down, and didn't explain the European thing clearly enough. Otherwise, I thought the speech was fine. And I'm going to play you four clips from the speech. But the president's main job is to not create fear and panic. All right? Remember that. FDR, World War II, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That wasn't true. We had to fear Japan and Germany. They wanted to kill us. But those words, the only thing you have to fear itself, are classic. Because Roosevelt didn't want panic. Winston Churchill. All right, looked like the Nazis were going to invade Great Britain. We'll fight them on the beaches. We'll never surrender. He got hammered for that speech inside England. All right, we're not going to surrender no matter what happens. We're going to fight to the end. Now it's classic. Okay, you have to calm the waters if you are the leader. Quick break.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
All right, let's get back to the corrupt media. So CNN's the worst, along with the New York Times and Washington Post. They're the three worst. NBC, very close to be, you know, to them. But Jim Acosta is a White House correspondent. He hates Donald Trump. I mean, how could you be a news agency and appoint someone to be your chief White House correspondent who hates the president? How could you do that? Just make Acosta a commentator. All right, here's Acosta, right after Trump.
At one point during this address, the president referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. Now, why the president would go as far as to describe it as a foreign virus, it's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia, right, to use that kind of term in this speech, Chris.
Well, look, sometimes we can answer the questions. And the answer is he's doing it to put blame somewhere else.
Blame? He's doing it to say that the virus emanated in China. Is that xenophobic? It's where it emanated. It's where it came from. Now, would I have said foreign virus? No, I wouldn't have, because I know if I said that, that these people would jump all over that. Oh, he's a bigot, he's this, he's anti-China. I would have said it's a virus that we had no control over. And we didn't. All right, second soundbite is ABC News, and they have buku trouble over there. Disney owns ABC. They suspended a correspondent who said, I'm a socialist and I don't like Trump, but I'll tell you that ABC News doesn't cover Trump fairly, because if he does anything good, ABC News doesn't report it. You remember that. That happened about 10 days ago. All right, here's the chief White House correspondent for ABC, Jonathan Carl.
He seemed to directly acknowledge, really in a way that he has not until this moment, just how serious this is. I thought it was a very different tone from him. And it wasn't just the economic impact. Of course, he's been spooked by watching the stock market's reaction to all this. But you heard him, I thought, for it struck a very different tone in addressing the seriousness of this threat. Remember, just 2 weeks ago, he was talking about how the number of cases might quickly go down to zero in the United States.
And why was he doing that? Because he did not want to panic the financial markets or the people. All right? He was saying that there is a chance that maybe this won't overwhelm us. And it hasn't overwhelmed us. It hasn't overwhelmed us as a people. All right? It's a threat, but it hasn't overwhelmed us. And again, the president's job is to tamp down the fear. Do not create panic in the streets or in the financial markets. None of these reporters will actually say that. That's part of his job. All right, quick break. Back with a final thought. It is an important final thought. Okay, roll.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
All right, here's the final thought of the day. I'm getting a lot of mail from concierge members about their personal situations vis-a-vis the coronavirus. Now, I never make public those letters. If you put, you can read this on the air, Bill, or something like that, maybe I will, but what you say to me is private. And I get direct mail from concierge members. That's why we have it. A lot of people don't have the essentials to protect themselves. I'm not talking about gold. Gold is good to have, all right? I'm not talking about freeze-dried food. That's good to have. But I'm talking about a vital thing. A good doctor, a personal physician. You'd be surprised how many people don't have one. Someone you can talk to on the phone about anything, fear, somebody you can get tested, you can get an appointment with and go in. You don't want to go to a clinic. You got to have a personal physician, somebody who knows you and is looking out for your well-being. And even more importantly, you got to have a lawyer. You got to have a family lawyer. Again, somebody you know, you trust, who likes you, wants the good things for you. You get them on the phone and ask them, hey, if I do this, what happens? Can you advise me here? I'm shocked at how many Americans don't have a doctor or a lawyer. You need one. Get one. Take your time. It's very important you get good people who care about you and your family. But if you don't have them, you're not prepared. And you're going to get hammered. It's not if, it's when. Got to have a personal doctor and a personal lawyer. Have a good weekend. Try to relax. We're all in this together. That's true. We'll get through it. And I'll see you again on Monday.